This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Nicholas Frank Sanzone back, an environmental programs coordinator with the city of Satellite Beach. It's a relatively new program. Satellite Beach has always been on the cutting edge as far as sustainability, so they created this position and you fulfilled it. And tell us a little bit about the position and about what your objectives are going
to
be.
Thanks, Terry. It's great to be here. So the position as the Environmental Programs Coordinator is part of the Sustainability Action Plan, which was adopted by the city on May 3rd in 2017. They created the plan in partnership with FIT. Dr. Ken Lindemann in particular and Zachary Eichels helped to create a outline of how to be sustainable with 88 different green achievement targets. Each target focused on a different thing. They originally had, I think, over 122 with different metrics on how to create the most viable way to become sustainable. So the first green achievement target was to put solar on City Hall, and we're currently in the process of doing that. That contract is being polished as we speak, and we will have a net zero, hopefully, at City Hall. That's the goal. In addition to having solar at City Hall, we're also going to have a solar canopy installed at Pelican Park, which will provide clean energy back to FPL and also provide shade and access to energy for those that are going to be doing events there, like our Ocean Reef Beach Festival and things like that. A few other green achievement targets that we completed recently is that we have an electric vehicle and an electric vehicle charging station at City Hall. The next thing was the community garden, which we completed last year, and that was inspired by FIT's own community garden. At FIT, you have the Ethos Community Garden, where in Satellite Beach, we have the Logos Community Garden, and that's going to be part of a community garden network. Where hopefully next we'll see Cocoa Beach create the Pathos Community Garden.
It's very exciting to see collaboration in the community, and Satellite Beach has kind of been the leader. Tell us what the future holds.
Well, the immediate future is going to be February 8th from 5 to 8 p.m. We'll have the first Sustainability Summit. At that event, we'll have the city of Satellite Beach, Cocoa Beach, Cocoa, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Melbourne Beach, and Indian Atlantic, as well as Brevard Zoo, and a keynote presentation from Mr. Chris Castro, the sustainability director from the city of Orlando. We'll be talking about all things sustainable, how to create a board. We want the community to come out to this event at Satellite Beach City Hall at the Civic Center to ask questions and be involved and make sure that we hear from everybody what they want to see in their boards. And it's also for the boards to see what other boards are doing, achievements and goals. A coastal update, our projects got funded from the NEP, where we wrote a small grant to do some stormwater enhancements in the city. This is one of our green achievement targets, a soft infrastructure upgrade, where we'll be planting bioswales along the DeSoto Parkway area and some of the stormwater ponds that lead from that bioswale area down into the retention area near the library of Satellite Beach. And those areas are going to be planted with native plants to help retain nutrients. And we're going to be working with FIT and Dr. John Treffries to study the impacts of those bioswales to hopefully give some real data.
How can the average person get involved? This meeting is open to the public, yes?
Oh, absolutely, yes. They can always call City Hall, 773-4407, extension 227. I'll also be on our website and our Facebook page, which is gogreensb.org.
And then in addition to the summit, you also have regular meetings?
Yes, we do have meetings for the Sustainability Board, and they take place the fourth Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. at City Hall.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in and telling us about this program, and hopefully we'll have you back and you can give us updates.
Thank you very much.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection. It's all on our website, wfit.org.